The game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, Gary. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. This is where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes. And now, let's meet today's player.
John, I'm from Hawthorne, and I just want to win any trip that you guys give me.
Hi, my name's Ron, and I like to water ski and hike, and I'm hoping for a trip to Hawaii.
All right, players, it's great to have you here. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get going here. You've each got $1,000 to start things off. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on our big board. That's the big board right there. It is loaded with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. Let me show you how it works here. Stop. A ceiling fan. That ceiling fan's worth $560. It's as easy as that, all right? But you got to be careful because you have to avoid the dreaded whammy. He's up there, and you land on a whammy. He's going to come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the first round, okay? Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think that you've already earned enough to win the round, okay? Remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round has a big advantage in our final round, and the player in the lead at the game is the winner and the only one who gets to keep the cash and prizes they've earned. Okay, players, all right. Now, we did ourselves a drawing backstage to determine who would go first here. Dana, that was you. You've got $1,000 to get the ball rolling here, and here comes your first spin. Good luck
to you. All right, big money, no winning. Stop.
Stop at a sapphire necklace, Dana, valued at $330. Gives you $1,330 to get things going here. John, we come to you. Let's see what you can add to that $1,000.
All right, let's go, big money. Woo.
Stop at golf lessons, and they are valued at $460, John. Okay. $1,460 puts you in first place right now.
Woo.
Ron, how are you?
Oh, great.
You've got $1,000 here. Let's see what you can add
to
that.
All right, let's go. Big bucks. Hawaiian vacation. Stop.
Stop at a mega CD player worth $300. You're in third place, $1,300. Now, players, you have all survived the first round of spins, shall we say. Now it's time to spice it up a little bit. Going to add a few more whammies to the board just to make things interesting. Yes, the audience always loves that. Okay, I'm always a popular guy when more whammies pop up there. Dana, we come back to you in second place with $1,330. You can either freeze there or you can press your luck up there on the board. What would you like to do?
Press my luck.
Okay. Stop at a karaoke system. That's valued at $379, Dana. That brings you to $1,709. John, we come to you in second place now. Would you like to freeze there or press your luck?
Oh, I'm pressing.
Oh, he's pressing, baby. Okay.
All right, let's do this. Come on, 15.
Stop at an electronic organizer worth $289. John, $1,749 is where you are. You're also in first place. And Ron, here you come. You've got $1,300. Freeze with the $1,300 or press your luck?
Oh, press my luck. Okay. Absolutely. All right, let's go. Big bucks. No whammy. Hawaiian vacation. Stop.
Stop at a satellite radio system valued at $450. $1,750. You're in first place by $1, Ron. We have gone six spins, and no one has hit a whammy yet. Time to spice it up a little bit more. More whammies being added to the board here. There they come. Let's see if you can manage to avoid them even further. Dana, coming back to you in third place, $1,709. What do you want to do, freeze or press your luck?
No, I'm going. Okay. Press my luck. Okay, no whammies. Come on, stop.
Stop. Dana, down to zero you go. Your first whammy of the game. Unfortunately, you're out of the first round here, but that means it's just between John and Ron. John, down to you. You're in second place by $1, $1,749. Do you want to freeze there, or do you want to press your luck?
Go. Let's do this. Come on. Some money for you.
Stop it.
The secret is to catch the crocodile by surprise.
That's so fun when they're laughing at you, though, isn't it? Like, oh. All right, John, there you go. Two whammies in a row. We were doing so well there for a while. All right, John, you're down to zero. You're also out of the first round here. Ron, it's all about you. You've got $1,750. If you freeze here, you'll have the advantage in the final round. If you're feeling lucky, you want to press your luck, you can do that.
I'm going to press my luck.
Press your luck?
Press my luck. All right, let's go. Big box, no whammies. One, they can't stop.
Stop at a bookstore gift card valued at $400. Brings you up to $2,150. Ron, I'm going to put some more whammies up there on the board. And we're going to ask you if you want to freeze here with $2,150 or if you want to press your luck.
I'm freezing.
You're going to freeze?
Yeah,
okay. Ron, you are frozen. $2,150. You're in first place at the end of the first round. John, Dana, you're tied for second with $0, a whammy each. Folks, we will be right back with our question round, where our players will use their smarts to get more spins for more bucks right after this. Press your luck. Going to get to know our players just a little bit better here. Dana, we're going to start with you. You say you're here to save, try and make some money for a new car, huh?
My car's breaking down and I need a new one.
You rattled all the way to the show.
Oh, I'm lucky I made it.
Now, Dana, you were the first one today to hit a whammy. Kind of tell everybody how that feels whenever you see that whammy pop up there.
Horrible. Why'd they get it out of there?
Not a good thing. Not the hood ornament you want for the new ride, I would assume.
No.
Okay. All right, Dana, well, good luck to you. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
John, I know you're here because you want to win a trip someplace. If you could take a trip anywhere in the world, where would you head off to?
Bahamas, man.
Oh,
the Bahamas.
Would you ever come back? That's my next question.
People would have to look for me, I tell you that now.
All right, now you also hit a whammy. It's not fun.
No, 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 no.
But maybe that if that's the only one you're going to hit, you got it out of the way, everything's good from here on out.
It's like getting a shot from the doctor. It's out of the way.
Okay. That's an interesting way to look at it. All right. Rod. I noticed there in the first round that you did press your luck once, even though you had a nice, secure spot in first place, but you didn't want to do it a second time. Just didn't want to go that far with it?
No, I mean, hey, you never, you don't want to press it too much. Maybe you do.
Right.
Just got to kind of go with the feeling.
It was a gutsy move to do it once because we had hit two whammies in a row here. You could have been lucky number three or unlucky number three.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be the case. So
all right. Well, you're doing all right so far. Great to have all three of you here. Players, now we're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of our game. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have to win the game. This is how this round works. I'll ask you a question. The first player to buzz in here gets to answer that question. Then that answer becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins, while a correct multiple-choice answer gets you one spin, okay? All right, here comes the first question. What is the more common name of the eye condition known as myopia? Ron.
You think you're right? Or what's the more
is
common name?
You think you're right. Nearsightedness or pink eye? Dana?
Pink eye.
John?
Pink eye.
It's actually nearsightedness. But don't feel bad, Ron. When I was a kid, I wore glasses for You Think You're Right for years. So it just kind of...
I was thinking of myopic.
I had the fancy prescription You Think You're Right sunglasses. It was beautiful. It was great. Very hip. All right. Nobody picks up a spin there. We move on to the next question. In 2001, the Rockettes celebrated their 75th anniversary of dancing in what New York City... Ron?
Radio City Music Hall.
In what New York City theater? Was it Radio City Music Hall, Carnegie Hall, or the Apollo Theater? Dana?
Radio City.
John?
Radio City.
It was indeed Radio City Music Hall. Dana, you pick up a spin and go to one. John, you get a spin as well. You're at one. Ron, three spins for you on that one. You're at three. In pirate days, a black flag with a picture of a skull and crossbones was known as a Jolly what? Ron.
Roger.
Was it Jolly Roger, Wally, or George? Dana?
Roger.
Roger. John?
Roger.
Sure, Roger it was. There you go. Dana, picking up another spin. You're at two. John, you go to two. And Ron, you pick up three. You're at six. Next question. What famous radio personality did the Libertarian Party nominate for governor of New York in 1994? out of time. I'll give you a multiple choice here. Was it Don Imus, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, or Howard Stern?
Dana.
Howard Stern.
John?
Howard Stern.
Ron?
Stern.
It was Howard. There you go. Dana, you pick up a spin. You're at three. John, you go to three. Ron, you go to seven. And players, here comes your final question. Last chance to pick up a few spins here. According to the World Tipping Guide, at a non-first class U.S. hotel, you should tip your bellman how much per bag?
Dana.
$1 per bag.
Is it $1 a bag, $3 a bag, or $5 a bag? John?
$3 a bag.
Ron?
$1 a bag.
At a non-first class hotel, it's $1 a bag. Dana, there you go. Dana goes to six. John, you stay at three. And Ron, you go to eight. Folks, when we come back, these players are going to take those spins to the big board to try and find a home for over $100,000 in cash and prizes. That happens right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Runners-up may receive an Argus high-resolution 1-meg internet digital camera kit. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
All right, welcome back. Here we are at the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Players, we've got over $100,000 in cash and prizes, and like always, some whammies up there on the board. Be careful now, because if you hit a whammy, they will grab all your cash. They will leave you flat broke. And if you hit four of them, you'll be eliminated from the game. Dana, John, be careful. You've already had a taste of the whammy, shall we say. And if that weren't enough, the big board now features some double whammies. That's true. Now, the double whammies not only take all your money, they'll come out here, they'll mess with you a little bit. Now, in this round, there's even more strategy because you can pass your spins to the remaining spins to the opponent who's in the lead in hopes that they're going to hit a whammy. And the leader must take the spins that have been passed to him. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of this round, which of course is the end of the game, will be the one to take home all the cash and prizes they've earned. Okay, so good luck to all three of you. Ron, you are in first place with $2,150. You'll be going last in this round. John, Dana, you're both tied at zero, so we will go to the player with the fewest amount of spins to go first here. John, that's you. You have $0, one whammy, three spins. Good luck.
All right, come on. No whammy, no whammy.
Stop. Stop at $1,750. Yeah. Boom, just like that. You're in second place, right back in the game. Two spins remaining. What do you want to do? Pass
going.
Or press your luck?
All right. I'm going, baby. Yes. Come on, CD Burner. Stop.
Stop at $1,100.
Yeah.
John, you're now in first place, $2,850. You have one spin remaining. If you pass it, it will go to Ron. He must take it. But if you want to press your luck, there's the big board right there. What do you want to do?
I'm pressing it. Let's go. Come on. Give me some money.
Stop. Stop at $4,000 and a spin. John, $6,850. Yeah. You are in first place. Still one spin. What do you want to do here?
I'm going to press for success.
All right.
I'm going.
Stop at a double whammy. John. You had it all. Seconds ago, you had it all. There you go. Well, at least now you got popcorn. You're down to zero. Your second whammy. We now come to Dana, who also has $0, but six spins. Good luck, Dana.
All right. No whammies. Six money. I want that spin to make a stop.
Stop at $750 in a spin, Dana.
Great.
All right. $750, still six spins. What do you want to do? Pass them or press your luck?
No, press your luck.
Stop at a Persian rug valued at $2,000. $2,750, Dana. You are in first place. You have five spins. Pass or press your luck.
Press my luck. All right. Come on, big money. Come on, no penny. Stop
at $1,500. Dana, that brings you to a new total of $4,250. You have four spins remaining. Remember, if you pass them, they will go to Ron. He must take them, or you can press your luck even further, try to build on your lead here. What do you want to do?
I'm pressing my luck.
All right.
Okay. Big money, come on. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy.
The
though the losers may try, no one makes pizza pie like the Whammy.
Dana, it looks good on you, though. It really does. Your second Whammy, Dana, you're down to zero. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll see what Dana's going to do with those three spins. Is she going to press her luck or pass them over to Ron? Find out right after this. Welcome back. Just before the break, poor Dana. Boy, that pizza dough just falls from the sky around here when you hit a double whammy. You're down to zero. You still have three spins. If you pass them, they will go to Ron, who's in the lead. Or if you'd like to press your luck, we can do that, too.
What do you think? All right. No whammies. Come on. One that you make a trip. Stop
at a whammy. This is one slamming whammy, Dana. Off the top rope and all your money. Not that you had any to give him, but you're still at zero. Now you have two spins. You have three whammies. One more, and you're out of the game. But I also want you to know that up there on that board, you've got $3,000 in spin, $4,000, $5,000. One spin could put you right back in this game, all right? What do you want to do with the two spins you have left? Pass them around or press your luck?
Okay, no whammies. It's my stop.
Stop at $3,000. $3,000, you're in first place. Two spins left. Pass them or press your luck even further.
Press my luck.
All right.
Okay, no way. Come on. I want that big vacation. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. The Don Whammy, Dana.
Don't ever press your luck with the family.
Dana, that's your fourth whammy. Unfortunately, you're eliminated from the game, and you were so close to getting that new car. All right, just sit back and watch. Let's see what we can do here. Ron, it's all about you now, $2,150. You're obviously in first place. You have eight spins here. You can choose to pass those spins if you want. They'll go to John, or you can press your luck here. What do you want to do?
All right.
All right, let's go. No whammies. Big bucks. $5,000. Stop.
Stop at $500 in a spin. Brings you up to $2,650. Still eight spins. Press your luck or pass?
Yeah, press luck.
All right,
let's go. Big box, $5,000. No whammies. Stop
at a stackable washer and dryer. Yeah. That's worth $1,000, Ron. $3,650. Still seven spins. What do you want to do? Press your luck or pass?
All right. All right, let's go. Big box. No whammies. YKD, stop.
Stop at a pool table. Just stacking it on. $4,946 spins. What's it
going
to be?
Keep going. Okay. Keep going. All right. Big box. No whammies. YKD. Stop.
Stop at $3,000 in a spin. $7,940. Still six spins. What are you
going
to do, Ron?
Keep going. All right. Keep going. All right. Let's go. Big box. No whammies. Hawaii. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. Getting just a little too hot for him, Ron. You had to cool you off there. All right, Ron, you're down to zero now. That's your first whammy. You still have five spins. Shall we press your luck?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Keep going. All right, big bucks, no whammy. Hawaii.
Stop at golf clubs, valued at $554. Four spins to go. Pass them to John to press your luck.
Keep going. Big bucks. Hawaii vacation and stop.
Stop at $750. Brings you up to $1,304. Three spins. What do you want to do, Ron?
Going,
all right, keep going.
All right, let's go. Big bucks. Hawaii vacation. And stop.
Stop at a soccer table. That's worth $899. Ron, $2,203. Two spins to go. Press your luck. Okay.
Absolutely. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. All right, Ron, here you go. Back to zero. You have one spin here.
Wow.
Land on anything but a whammy, and you will be our winner for the day, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, your final spin. If you want to pass it, it can always go to John.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
All right, big one. Hawaiian vacation. Come on, $5,000.
Stop. Stop at a CD burner valued at $549. Ron, there you go. That's all it takes. You're our winner. Congratulations. John, Dana, thank you both so much. It was great having you here. Hope you had a good time. Thank you. John, thank you. We got a good prize for you just for showing up today. And you, sir, enjoy that CD burner, folks. Thank you for being here. Join us next time on Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Bye-bye.